Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. My name is Andrew Jupin, and I'm alongside three pretty rad fellas. We're talking Steven Sadek.
Hi!
Eric Siska.
Howdy, partner.
And Christopher Cabin.
Oi, oi.
The cartoon, as you saw when you downloaded it, we're talking Ewoks. The episode in question, The Curse of the Jindas. Original air date, October the 19th, 1985.
Could I say I was confused from the get?
Well, like, okay, how? This is a cartoon for children, and it's pretty easily spelled out.
Okay, Eric, I knew that they were Ewoks.
Okay.
And then I knew there were other characters who I had no idea who their names were. There was only one I knew the name of, and that is Wicket.
Okay.
Well, none of the other ones, I didn't know their names. I was just like, who are these people? What's happening?
We've done Animation Damnation or a Gleep Glossary on another one of these fuckers.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely sticking in my mind after this week. That's definitely the thing that's sticking in there.
Well, listen, first off, Logray, the Ewok medicine man, yeah, you should know that. I'm sorry. You've passed the eighth grade. You should know that.
Passed the eighth grade.
There's that other guy. I think he's a Jinda who, like, Masters of the Universe would have a suit for Orko, because it's exactly Orko.
Yeah, the one that's eerily whispering the whole time.
Oh, dude, that guy creeped me the fuck out.
I don't know what the fuck this ASMR monster is in this cartoon. It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, the Orko in, like, the Prince get-up.
Yes.
Yep. And now here's the thing. Like, this and their Ewok movies, like, expand just what is living on the forest moon of Endor. And I gotta tell you, the world would be a happier place all around if it was just a planet with fucking little Ewoks on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's all they get, little Ewok scrapes. Because I was, you know, we decided we wanted to do this for Brimsgiving, obviously, even though Brimley's not in it. But, you know, Ewok connection, it makes sense. There was never a Wilford Brimley cartoon, sadly.
Oh my God.
Lil Brimley.
Lil Will.
Lil Will.
Little Wilfie.
We were looking for it, too. Like, I was like, maybe was he ever a guest on something?
Or, like, if they did an episode of this cartoon and Noah was in it for some reason.
Exactly. And then you just have, like, a Canadian voice it.
Oh, fuck. If it was the episode where he crashes.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's, like, a younger drawn Brimley.
I was the original voice of the gorilla bouncer from Roger Rabbit. they didn't like my takes because I cursed so much. I talked about the Democrats, too. They didn't like that much.
Zemeckis is a real coward when it comes to profanity in motion pictures, goddamn what.
So I had to work backwards. I was like, all right, so let me look at all the episode listings. And it was just garb. Like, it's like, Wicket runs afoul of a Glim Glam, and the Glim Glams have a diamond from Grib and Grab. And I'm like, I can't make heads or tails. I picked this episode because of the words rock wizard.
Yes. Now, I think you picked an excellent episode, Steve. I think this was a very interesting, like, peering open our eyes to the Ewok cartoon world, which I think this is the first time we're doing it.
Yes. Yeah, yes. We did. Did we do droids?
We did droids.
Because we did droids, and then, well, there's, I get confused because there's all the cartoon shit in the holiday special.
I want to quickly mention, in those episode summaries, I didn't watch it. Maybe I will if I get enough inventory in my house soon.
From the dispensary.
Yeah, some tree from the forest moon, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting on some of that tonight, by the way.
Forest moon of New Jersey, man. God willing, dude, let's fucking open them up.
Absolutely, man.
But what I wanted to say is the final episode supposedly has a quote-unquote mad scientist from the Galactic Empire, which I thought was an interesting touch.
Mad scientist. That's weird.
Was it like a Rasputin type? Like, what's going on?
Maybe
here?
He's the dude that fucking made the Frankenstein monster that is Darth Vader. I don't know, but it's just an interesting detail to have a Galactic Empire mad scientist.
This theme song fucking slaps, though, man, doesn't it?
It rules.
Dude, Steve, you pointed it out, it's definitely, it sounds like a Dr. John knockoff.
Hey, Jimmy in the booth, could we throw to a quick clip of the theme song?
We are the Ewoks, sending us carrots from the forest room. We're Ewoks, from the forest room. We are free. Like a storyteller told, and we're strong and
That's what you want, you know? That's what you want.
If I don't do it, someone else will. If I don't do it, someone else will.
It's funny because it sounds like he's actually trying to like force the word Ewoks out of his mouth because it's such gibberish bullshit. He's like, Ewoks, Ewoks.
Maybe that's a slightly auto-tuned Brimley singing that.
Oh, that's how it works.
Ewoks.
That's him waking up and cashing that check. I'm going to make some money from the Ewoks. I'm going to buy some liquor.
I was a backup singer for Kris Kristofferson back in the day. I was also his bodyguard / backup singer, so I shot a few people on his behalf. But yeah, I would love to do an Ewok song.
We open on the Jindas, and this episode's full of the Jindas, who are like carnies on the forest moon.
Yeah, yes. great. I have to meet a new race of Gleepglops, and they're fucking carny folk. Awesome.
They kind of just run into each other. Like, the Ewoks are going to do some trading for the winter. The Jindas are just fucking carnying out, man. Another day, another dollar.
And it's established that they, like, know each other. Yes. Because, like, the creepy whispering Jinda is just like, oh, hello there, Ewoks. Oh, hey there, Jindas. Like, okay, well, I guess you've already met. You've been sharing this planet the whole time, right? I mean, when the fucking Empire was down here, of course the Jindas were around.
The main Jinda goes up to Wick and puts his thumb across his cheek. Furless.
Oh, man. Oh, a shaved Ewok. Get right the hell out of here. That's disgusting.
Speaking of Ewok designs, I mean, look, you know, the Ewok design's fairly well established, obviously, from Return of the Jedi and both those stupid movies that we did, but the lips on the girl Ewoks, I could do without.
Well, you know what they're there for, Steve, right?
I know what they're there for.
Smiling. Whoa. Smiling.
Exactly, smiling.
Whoa.
Well, I was thinking
pouty lips on these girl Ewoks. Ew. You know,
I didn't even notice. I just have to go back. Yeah. Check out these lips.
Check out some of the fan art that I'm sure exists from this cartoon.
If I Google Ewok lips, I'm seeing a totally different part of the body.
But this is like, I was thinking, Steve, and I didn't look at the studio or anything, because this wretched cartoon is all on YouTube, and that's where we watched it. I don't care if anybody knows that. I didn't put it on YouTube. Go watch it there.
I mean, they should put it on Disney Plus. I'm tired of Star Wars being half trash or more than half trash, and then and then making us work hard to see this trash.
Yeah, come on. I want to see this shit in 4K. This garbage and trash, get me in a 4K.
Thank you, Chris. They're doing a new holiday special that's Lego Star Wars, and it's garbage. Coming out, and you can't see the original?
Here's the thing. We got to stop it with this Lego shit. We got to stop it. It's awful. I mean, you look on Disney Plus on that interface, all those Marvel ones and the Star Wars ones, it's garbage.
Wait, hold on a second. I thought you guys loved animation.
Yes,
I don't
all
have to love
animation.
All animation.
Every piece of it that's ever been made.
Okay, this is interesting. So this is news to me.
Uh-huh.
Because every time I don't like something, you're like, I love animation.
Well, when did we fucking tell you to stick it up your ass about Lego cartoons?
I don't know, today.
No, I'm actively telling you. I think it's terrible.
Okay, this is.
Do you
just
like it?
No, I don't. I never seen a single one of them. I just think it's very telling.
That what?
The hypocrisy.
Oh, I see.
Yes, the deep hypocrisy.
Well, it's also dumb because it's like, you know that Lego thing that they're doing, it's going to like be making references to the other one.
Oh, for
and
sure.
Like, fuck you. I'd rather see B. Arthur singing in the cantina. Well, fucking suck it, Lego cartoon.
That's exactly why they did it, is because they don't have to like worry about, I think, the canon at all if they just do the Lego.
There's no canon from the holiday special. We're getting off topic, but that is kind of like a what if thing.
But I think Chris is saying is when you put these characters, once they're Lego-fied, it's like you can do anything in there, and that's not canon.
You can do anything to them when they're
You
Legos.
Can do anything, because they're just little plastic toys.
Oh, yeah, if she's a Lego, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, you see that Lego girl? She's got lips.
Take your pick of the Legos. Pick one out. That one there, that's 60 cents.
I think me and her could put something together.
So they're going up the road. They're just like, yeah, we'll see you later. Wicket turns out, I mean, I couldn't keep, I knew Wicket, I knew Nisa, and everybody else was a ghost to me. I couldn't tell any of these things
apart.
You
know what? I should be able to tell them apart. Like, I know, obviously, I know Deej. I mean, who doesn't know Deej at this point?
Is Deej in this episode?
I don't know, because I feel like they're slurring their speech in this.
They are.
I mean, voice acting here is pretty subpar.
I mean, in classic me fashion, I was just calling things by like what I remembered, like purple ghost, harmonica neck.
Mm-hmm.
I only remember the Ewok dad because like he sounds like he smokes fucking five packs a day and is taking a shit the whole time.
Now is that Chief Chirpa? Yes, I think that is Chief
his
Chirp
old,
Chirp. Later they refer to him as
Wicket's brother.
Okay, I don't know. You know what? We are lost in Ewoks. Let's talk about Jindas instead.
Okay.
But no, so Wicket is about to... He has all these, like, marbles, and he's going to sell them. They go to the store, and everyone's like, hey, Wicket, use your marbles to buy me this fucking taffy. Hey, Wicket, can I get $5? Hey,
dude,
Wicket,
these...
can you get some cigarettes for me? When you go in the store, if you got change left on, just buy me a pack of cigarettes.
And here's the bullshit part about it. Wicket is like... they're, like, in the caravan, and he's like, hey, guys... I spent a lot of hard time in work polishing, I think they're like seeds or something.
Mon seeds.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, stupid Wicket, oh, Mon seeds. Oh. And then when they're in the store, yeah, it's like, would you fucking just buy me this? oh, look, I just buy me some of this taffy.
Also, oh, my God, the taffy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
Christ.
God. Yeah, the fact that there's like seawater taffy on Endor.
Well, I do like, I'm like, just bowing out, this one goes, buy me this knife.
Oh, hey, yeah, Wicket. Dude.
Buy me a knife.
But also a weird interaction here is the female Ewok suddenly sees Wicket being like moneyed up and says, you know, Wicket, I think you're cute.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, hey, dude, hey, what the fuck?
Hey, Wicket, can you get me a Ferrari?
Hey, big spender. It is ridiculous.
I just want to say I want a Ferrari that's like made out of Ewok corpses. You know, that's the fur.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, you want a Ferrari, but it's dressed up like the fucking van in Dumb and Dumber.
That'll do. I would take
that. So he's got these Mon Mon seeds. He's trading them for goods or whatever. Yeah, this other Ewok girl is super horny that Wicket's rich. And then we meet this shopkeeper, Moot.
Moot?
I just threw up because I looked at him again.
Yeah,
this thing where it's also like it's a disgusting gleep glop. It's called Moot. And like the voice actor is going to the voice actor well of like a fet.
Yes.
Kind of voice acting here.
This is like
okay.
An anteater is sort of I think where they started from.
Yep.
Yep. So now it's like we got Ewoks, we got these goddamn Jindas, and now it's just this anteater person. It's too much on Endor. It should just be a planet of bears.
This is what the Empire was trying to get at.
They had to call it down a little bit?
Yeah, they thinned the herd, and then they got it just down to Ewoks, and they're like, it's fine, they're kind of cute. And then little did we know that would be their downfall.
It is interesting that on this planet, taffy is like caramel. Like, it's just like this liquid that this kid is like about to drown in.
It's just piss poor animation, man. I think that's what, you
like,
know.
Saltwater taffy's in like little like paper like thing. Like, it's little pieces.
Not when, but not when it's being made.
This is piss poor animation? I thought you loved animation.
I don't know what is fucking in your bonnet tonight.
I'm just kidding around.
So like he buys this crystal because Nisa likes it, you know, he's just trying to get it wet, you know. And
wet fur, dude.
Oh,
oh dude.
Cottonelle bears.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not coming out of there.
Yeah, two kinds of sticky bears tonight.
If an Ewok has sex, it stains their fur.
Oh.
This is taffy too. This is also taffy that's in my fur that's all sticky.
That's how they can tell you're not a virgin as an Ewok. It's like your fucking lower area is just like darker. because it's been stained and wet and who knows what else.
Yeah, I mean, he gives the lady friend there the little rock. This other Ewok is covered in taffy. There's a line somewhere around here where that Wicked speaks, and I was like, oh, that's definitely a Canadian.
Ooh, oh,
that's
for
a,
sure.
That's a Canadian Ewok right there. Oh, it was so funny. The Ewoks get attacked by these little bat creatures. Again, now it's like a fucking fifth race of things.
I wrote down raccoon people, but I don't know.
Flying raccoon criminals. That's what I had in my notes.
Well, they have the little bandit like headband around their eyes.
Did anyone get the name of these things?
I did. You
the
got it?
Scandals?
The Scandits.
Yes, Scandits. Instead of bandits, Scandits.
So they're bandits that like ska is the idea.
Mm-hmm. Here's my question, though. So now we got the Jindas, the Scandits, that anteater motherfucker, all making a living, laughing and loving on Endor. Mm-hmm. Where were any of these people during the fucking invasion?
The Empire genocided them. That's not canon. That's not canon. This is my fan theory.
Do you have that?
No.
Is that from the Milken thing?
I've been hired to write that for Disney.
Okay.
It's just such horseshit.
A Lego special of genocide.
Yeah. What we're looking for is the killing fields, but in the Star Wars.
Yeah. And as Legos, because watching those things burn isn't as jarring.
I mean, it's just so dumb because, like, Return of the Jedi. It clearly is telling you that the Ewoks are the only thing that live there. You know what I mean? And like, now I'm just supposed to watch this dumb cartoon or those movies where there's like these other creatures, a witch, a big fucking abominable whatever, chickens running around in one of those movies. Like, fucking just decide on a population.
Well, they probably just all went underground. It's not my conflict, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. No, it's not none of my business.
You know what, guys? First they came for the Ewoks, and I said nothing. Then they came for the Jindas.
Look, I'm just running my trade post where I have liquid taffy all the time in this like trough that you can bathe in, I guess.
Ugh. Well, I mean, it just goes to show then, if all those people were like hiding underground or not participating, the Ewoks truly are the biggest heroes of the Star Wars saga.
The baby bears did it.
They fucking did, dude. They will kill you and eat you, Cabin. Mm-hmm. They'll fucking eat your dumb Chris Cabin throat
That's
out.
True. Bring them on. I'll take a few of them down. A couple of them are going down before they kill me, though. So get ready for that shit. You're going to see at least one Ewok head ripped off.
This cartoon should address the whole eating humans thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this time the Ewoks got to taste their own medicine. They get captured by these Scandits because everyone's trying to fucking eat everybody on this planet.
Everyone is starving for another person. They get all captured up, and then like just as they're all captured, the Jindas roll up, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we're like a traveling circus, isn't that exciting, Star Wars fans?"
And
I guess they just roll from little village to village on the forest moon.
We do see before this, there's a quick scene of the Jindas. They're like, "Ah, we finally got a place to hang out," and then all these rocks force them away, kind of a thing. It's setting up the ending, dude.
And they're talking about the curse, These stones, like, whenever we fucking chill out for a second, these floating rocks start pushing us around.
Right. So the lead Jinda, we're told, is named Mr. Bondo. And he looks and he, like, sees that the Ewoks are captured and, like, kind of wants no part of it at first. Like, oh, good luck, Ewoks. I'm just here to perform with my circus.
I would love to hear from the guy or whoever wrote this episode is just like, no, man, what you don't understand is the stones are, like, the military-industrial complex. Don't you get it, man? We were trying to say, you know, this is all fucking spectacle, but we're trying to say something here.
I picked up on that.
Yeah, me too. That's what I really felt it in my bones.
There's also this weird thing where, like, so the show is on, and the way, so the Jindas, I think, half of the Jinda faction is like, all right, we're going to help our Ewok buddies here. And they know that all of these little, the little bat creatures there, the raccoon people, Scandits, are going to be distracted because there's like sexy belly dancing.
Oh, definitely.
Going on.
They're
going
to get all horned up.
God damn it. These fucking sexy cartoons. I can't take it.
These Jindas have like giraffe marks or something.
Yeah, that
is
weird.
Really confusing me.
Because the first guy you see, it's really poor. He's like orange. and it's a dark orange. I'm like, are those holes in his neck?
That's harmonica neck. That's yes, where exactly. I came from. I was like, what is going on here?
But then other ones.
That dude is Mr. Bondo.
Then other ones you see, like, okay, those are just marks, but it's just, it's very poorly animated and pretty creepy. But
Bondo has the bullfrog neck, right?
Yeah, but there's like squares on it that also look like a harmonica.
Well,
no, but
Bondo, Chris, is a little heavy set. And then a lot of the other Jindas are more thin, and they got like these long necks with weird little faces at the top.
It's freaking me out. Yeah, like it's freaking me out thinking about it.
It looks weird.
So the Jindas help free the Ewoks, and they're like, all right, Ewoks, the way to get out of here is we're going to like let you wear this dragon costume that we normally have in our belly dancing show, and you can just kind of walk out. And for whatever reason, Wicket is leading the charge, and they just like walk right onto the stage.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, they don't know who we are. Let's have some fun. I'm like, dude, you're in mortal fucking danger right now, Ewok.
Well,
get the fuck
out of
here.
Yeah, they're going to fucking roast your balls, Wicket.
To Wicket's credit, like, he's in this costume, obviously, for it's a showbiz costume that you would think, like, now to blend in, I should be part of the show, right?
I guess so, but just fucking get out of there, dude. They're going to kill you and eat you. Don't mess with them. They already captured you once.
Yeah, it's true. I guess they should have just made it, you know, just ran off there, but they didn't. Instead, they decided to go on stage and fall over.
And that's like, you know, Wicket is like facing, it's like, it looks like a little dragon, and Wicket is at the head of it, and he's like pretending to roar at them, and he's like, look, see, they're scared of us. It's so funny. And then, like, the rest of the Ewoks are like, dude, you're stepping on my foot. You're stepping on my foot.
Someone's like, watch your hands. And I can't.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird who's touching me line. Come on. Come on, Ewoks.
Bunch of goddamn furry clampets.
So they fucking just get the hell out of it. They just run away. They run away like they should have done in the first place. And they go back to the Ewok village. Nisa's reunited with her parents. You know, they're all saying, you know, how do you do and everything. You know, there's some like scout that's up in a tree like, they're back.
Yeah.
Which
I
love.
It's thrilling.
Yeah, it is super thrilling, dude. This Ewok cartoon.
But what's this? Rocks.
Yeah, so the rocks come back here. Like, it's a weird, like, you think the episode is blissfully over, and I was like, oh, wow, pretty cool. 16-minute cartoon episode. Not too shabby.
No, well, the rocks are, like, sentient and, like, are bouncy for some reason. And they, if you didn't say the word rock, I would not think these were rocks because they don't have the qualities that rocks have. Which
no, they could look like big fucking dinosaur eggs or something.
Also, at first I kind of thought, like, the arrival ships.
Yes, totally.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Like a really crappy version of that.
Oh, man. Imagining like Wicket trying to communicate through to them like with circles and shit.
Yeah.
Nisa, their language goes forwards and backwards.
Oh. Hey.
Come back to me. Come back to me.
Oh, no, Nisa, I know that we're going to lose our daughter, but we still have to have sex and have her and then go through all that trauma.
You're the only one I trust, Forrest Whitaker.
I am due for a rewatch, I just learned.
That movie rules.
It's really good movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Nisa, you got to go talk to that Chinese guy. Yeah.
Hey, Nisa, these aliens, their legs are going backwards, and Ron Silver's... Oh, wait, that's The Arrival.
Yes, very different film. Oh, very, David, very. The Arrival. I wasn't in it, but it's a lot of fun.
I have a great 2.5-hour story about renting The Arrival at Blockbuster.
Charlie Sheen showed me his mountain of cocaine. It was quite impressive, I must say.
It's the next episode of the Tobolowsky Files. It's called, like, The Road Back, and it's just about him renting The Arrival.
He loved it so much he incurred late fees.
David, I took the chance at incurring up to $10 in late fees.
They cut up Tobo's credit card at the Blockbuster.
And then I bought the DVD of The Arrival 2 from Amazon, sight unseen, David.
He was the man who saw The Arrival more than twice.
Anybody checking out the new season?
I have not.
I mean,
I need it. I need anything, and I love that man. Yeah. So I should get back in there.
Totally. I keep forgetting about it.
That's exactly where I am.
It's just weird, like not having to commute or fucking driving anywhere, or going anywhere anymore, because that was when I would listen to podcasts.
I feel like all I ever do now is the dishes, so that's kind of... That's me going out. It's doing the dishes and listening to the podcast.
It's just fucking crazy. Like, this is my main thing now. This is, and it's just like, oh my God. Every moment. This is like the highlight of my life now? No, it's
fine. Oh, man. So, yeah, these rocks come around. And then, like, the big rock wizard comes out of the ground. And, you know, he's sort of like screaming and threatening and whatever. And, I mean, it doesn't matter.
It pisses me off so much. If you're going to have a rock wizard, you have to have like a metal score when he comes on.
Yes, that's what I was hoping.
You have to do it. I'm sorry. You can't do this shit. It's just like, ah, I have a toothache. Well, I'm 77 years old.
Uh-oh, Nisa, here comes the rock wizard.
And then we get like this backstory of like, I think Mr. Bondo starts talking about it. He's like, well, the rock wizard loved Jinda cuisine. We grew vegetables for the rock wizard, and every Jinda lived in his fiefdom and they loved it.
Yeah, they're like pretty much, yeah, they're indentured servants for the rock wizard. I'd rather be a fucking carny, man.
It's a feudal system. At least as a carny, you're making your own buck. You got some agency there. These are just medieval peasants.
Well, also the obnoxious thing about this backstory, it is indeed told through song.
Oh, that's right. That sucks ass.
Mr. Bonda's like, so the thing about being a Jinda is that we used to go with the rock wizard, doo 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 doo, and then one day he got real mad at us.
My favorite thing is like almost with every song that would like be like any song like this, any other cartoon. Like at some point he's like, oh, I have more story than song here. So like, and then they had to do this thing and that thing and the other thing and then the thing, and then the thing was all right, and then then there was another thing and the five things after that, and back into the groove we go.
Well, the important part was that apparently the rock wizard got the impression that the Jindas tried to poison him.
Yeah, I think he got food poisoning. I think somebody didn't wash their hands while handling lettuce, and that gets really bad really quickly.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to kill me. You want my money, Jindas.
But what's also great is, like, Logray, the Ewok medicine man, is like, oh, fuck, dude, I think I know that guy.
Yes!
Oh, man, I think we waited outside one time for concert tickets.
And, yeah, there's this weird thing. It's like, well, it's not really cool for one wizard to undo another wizard's spell, but you guys are Jindas, and we're kind of cool, too. All right, I'll do it. And they like basically just tie up the rocks.
Yeah.
And the rock wizard shows up like, fuck you. And he's like.
It is so weird, though, because it's like, what? Those rocks are just like tamed now, I guess?
I think it's like a BDSM thing.
Got it. They love it. They're hard as a.
Hard as themselves.
Zach can't scratch it.
Wicket domed the rocks.
But the rock wizard's about to kill everybody, and he sees, and this whole time, like, everyone's like, hey, Wicket, you fucking moron, you got that girl a diamond for no fucking reason. And he's like, I don't know, I like it, you fucking idiot. And like, that's all what the Ewoks are doing. But at the end, the rock wizard sees it, and they keep saying it's a lucky pendant or something. And
they keep, one of the things they're making fun of him for is that it's literally just a rock.
Yes.
And that, like, she just thought it was cool in the store, and they were like, idiot, you just bought her a fucking rock, man. What a cheap present.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of harkens back to that legendary story about the magic beans. Remember that?
Yeah, and I think there's a fucking giant running around the forest moon of Endor, too. Get that asshole
the
in this episode.
The beans are not... Jack is the character. It's not it's not about the beans, really.
Oh.
Yeah, but dude, that's like coming next summer from fucking Pixar. It's Jack and the Beanstalk told from the
Beans perspective.
The it's like an anthropomorphic bean.
It's
Terrence
so
Malick's
cute.
Beans.
I'd watch it. Yeah, so then this dude is the rock wizard's like, say your necklace looks an awful lot like, oh, I get where this story's going. And it's like He's clearly got like a toothache, and he takes the fucking pendant, and oh yeah, it's just his tooth that he settles back in his mouth, and he's like, oh well, I apologize, Jindas. All that pain that I was in wasn't something you were doing to me after all. Guess I'll stop trying to kill you.
It's pretty outrageous. Like, how do you not know that you're missing a fucking tooth, you asshole?
And, like, I don't know, you can just pop that shit back in. You gotta go to Rock Wizard Dentist. Dentist!
Yeah, the B-52s had a big hit with that one.
Pulling out a tooth and chipping away at rocks.
Rock! Rock,
it's
rock.
A rock river dead des.
Why do we play this at weddings?
But yeah, that's it, right? That's
yeah, so Nisa's like deemed the hero. They're like, oh, cool, Nisa, sorry we made fun of you for that rock because it actually spared our lives. That's great. And then like everyone just starts laughing their nuts off. And then the rock wizard picks up Nisa and Wicket like he's fucking King Kong. But then like they all just continue laughing.
But did Eric,
and it fades out.
But to Eric's point, like the Jindas are like, oh, we could go back now. I'm like, no, you've got a cool job. Keep doing that. You're going to fucking make this guy food every day?
Exactly.
Clearly, Jindas, you were made for the stage, man. So like you got to keep doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But you're not going to be able to put that fire out.
We move back to tend to the fields to this fucking vicious ruler who, at anything happens to him, he lashes out at the populace.
Exactly. He loses a fucking tooth. Look out, dude. This guy gets the runs you're over with.
It just shows you, man, the depths that the fucking, you know, programming goes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got them, you know, lockstep.
So, guys, what do you think his genitalia is like?
Great question.
A little rocky down there.
Gotta get him off.
Definitely two boulders.
Yeah.
Wait. Chris Crabbe, no shaft of any kind?
Well, maybe I was going to say the shaft is like limestone.
Yeah, like I don't know exactly what that would be made of. Like, what is a lengthy rock?
Limestone.
That's the only one?
I don't know.
Is it a stalactite or a stalagmite? The one that goes out is what you want.
Yeah.
Well, they both go out. It's just whether or not they're hanging or up from the floor, you know.
Either way, it looks really cool if you're stoned. You can look at his dick all day long if you're stoned.
And I think you would come. Something new I've heard about this year now, because pandemic's been on, and I saw a special or some segment of maybe it was like a CBS This Morning or something, and it was Martha Stewart, like, oh, you got to build all these paths on your sprawling property, right, everyone? Everyone's got sprawling property.
Absolutely.
And she's like, before you put down any path, clearly you need to dump a bunch of stone dust. And it's like this rich people fucking ingredient for landscaping that no one else has heard about.
Stone dust.
And she was swearing by stone dust. And I just imagine this rock wizard probably produces it when he's copulating.
That's possible.
We all fucking work for these rock wizards, man. That's the problem.
100%.
Amen.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this fucking shit, Steve Sadak?
Deeply. And I think that they were both done by the same studio, you know, the same Canadian studio, Droids and Ewoks. And I give the edge to Droids, A, because it gave us Boba Fett. And B, I think the theme song slaps a little harder. And C, you know, you at least got friends of mine, R2-D2 and fucking C-3PO, these fucking Ewoks, man.
Eric?
I agree with Steve there, because I feel like the Droids cartoon at least had some kind of... I know Droids aren't human as a human presence, but it felt like something. And this kind of just feels like... Not like just nonsense, but at the same time, I wasn't that embarrassed because I'm kind of interested, obviously, in Star Wars, and I'm into getting into those nooks and crannies of the batshit terrible. So, I mean, it's not good.
Chris Cavan?
Yeah, yes, I was embarrassed. Look at this fucking shit. Did you watch this thing? It's terrible.
did you watch this?
Yes, I did.
It's terrible. Yeah, I was deeply embarrassed. I never want to watch this again. I'd much prefer Droids. But never. No, embarrassing.
It's so funny. I really have no memory of doing an episode on Droids. What was the episode about?
Boba Fett, I think he like wires someone's car wrong, and they can't compete in this like proto's fucking pod race.
Yes.
He's cutting the heads off of parking meters, and then he's sent to a southern work camp.
Taking it off, boss. I hated this so much. I'm furious that it has now fucked up my YouTube algorithm.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, it's like, as much as I love Star Wars, man, there are just some PU elements of this franchise.
Well, that's the problem.
Like,
I'm sorry, really quickly. YouTube should allow you to private browse.
I agree.
Yep.
Without having to have this shit all over your place. Because, you're gonna stream me alt-right no matter what. I know that. But at least, like, now I don't want to, like, you love Ewoks. I'm like, no, I do not.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is, like, after I clicked out of that file, it was like, It was like a page of suggested viewing of all like dudes sitting in front of a webcam also reviewing this episode.
Shit.
And I was like, absolutely. Well,
did you see us in there?
Not yet.
No, but I don't think you have anything to worry about, dude. These videos had like fucking 7 views.
See, you might not like Jordan Peterson, but if Jordan Peterson is face-tuned to look like an Ewok, you might be a little bit, if you're watching this shit, you might just be into it.
I think Ewoks also have like a beef and salt diet. Really.
Yeah, I also think that's true. Yeah, that seems right. Not much veggies.
This cartoon also reminded me of like a less magical gummy bears.
Mm, yes, big time.
And
big
so
time.
I was kind of sitting there like, fuck, you're somehow upset at the fact that you're not watching the Gummy Bears cartoon right now. And then that was making me get even more upset at the Ewok cartoon. I just straight up hated this. And unlike some cartoons we discover on the show where I have gone and checked out other episodes, you can just straight up forget it. I will never revisit this again.
This is no Rambo.
But
no, yeah, you're right, Chris Gavin. It is indeed no Rambo the cartoon.
I might dip my toe in a little more Ewok water. I'm this mad scientist. I'm like, what's this guy doing?
You're watching that episode. You know you are. Yeah.
If you find in your journeys an episode where it's just the Ewoks Ewoking around and not these other anteaters and fucking Jindas and whatever else, if it's an episode where it's just Ewoks, maybe I'll check it out. But that is what really got me going here is like so much of this other shit. Like one, it's called Ewoks, you know, so let's just stick to it. You know, it's not Ewoks and Friends, right? It's not like Garfield and Friends. Like, I just hate the we need to have other things. Like, just have them encounter other factions of Ewoks.
Come on in.
It's fun.
Come to the planet where fun never ends.
God damn it. Well, I think that is going to do it for this episode of Animation Damnation, the Brimsgiving adjacent edition of Animation Damnation. Till next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Gavin.
Take it easy.